Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, July 14th, 2020. Marianne, what do I like about Testimony Tuesday?
Well, I think you like many things about it. You get to praise God with people before we even come on the air. We're geared up going for it.
Yep, we're prayed up, and we have a special guest that I'll introduce in just a minute. And it's so neat because yesterday on Memorization Monday, we looked at Philippians 4:5. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. And we had Pastor John and then Charles and Destiny Magumba from Uganda. They returned because they were on Testimony Tuesday last week. Well, this verse, let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Well, our special guest today is going to talk about how often the Lord has been near, answering prayers, supplying for her needs, raising up this ministry, equipping her and many others to participate in a great new ministry that I guess has been going on a little while, but the grand opening was last week. It's called Living Well United. It's a ministry in Leroy, but serving many of the communities around the Leroy area. I guess they have this, what I'm calling the Living Well United Center. It's their location. It's a building. And so there are so many God sightings to share. And I'm just getting to know their executive director. And she's been raised up. How long has God put this on your heart? I should mention your name. Barb Whiteman from around the Leroy area. Actually, she and her husband, Tim, live in Arrowsmith. And she works as the district office administrative assistant, but Leroy's pretty close by, too, so they have a lot of friendships and activities going on in Leroy. But, Barb, we've only met really for a few minutes. I was at your center last week and delivered some Prime Lifetimes papers and got to see kind of what was going on. And you were busy doing things. You said, oh, Mark, introduce yourself. So I kind of, like, talked to some of the people while you were getting exercise programs ready and such. And then just a few minutes here. But I feel like God has totally raised you up for this ministry. I was impressed how every senior that walked into that center, those few minutes that I was there, you were like, oh, Margaret, oh, welcome, Susie, or you knew them by name, you had a heart for them, you extended love and compassion and care, so I feel like you're totally fit. So how about just jumping in on this Testimony Tuesday, maybe a little of your faith journey, and then what God is doing currently through you and the special work called Living Well United, a ministry to seniors in the Leroy and surrounding areas.
Thank you, Mark and Marianne, for having me today. I am just feeling blessed beyond belief. I really don't know how I was blessed enough to be here. My faith journey is too long to be able to tell on air, but it's not perfect. I am forgiven. I have been in Luke 7 recently, the woman who was anointing the Lord with the oil in her hair, and the Pharisee says, do you know who that is? That's a really bad person, and if Jesus knew who that was, he wouldn't be accepting this. And then he proceeds to say, I know exactly who this is, and just think of how much more she loves me because she's been forgiven so much more. I feel like I'm that lady.
Praise God.
So I've been forgiven so much, and now I just feel like I have so much to give because of it. And I don't want to be judgmental because I could be so judged. And so I just want to have open arms and open heart for people, which when you saw at the center, when people came in and I greeted them, the hardest thing right now is that I can't hug them.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like they all need that big old hug and some love on them that I'm not able to give them during this time, so that we're trying to mind all the rules.
But I will jump in here and say, but you are to some degree because of the body language, the eyes, the sparkle, the extended arms, the care that you show. And I was telling you earlier about Greta Henry and how God raised her up for Living Alternatives, and her passion for pregnant young girls and women and working through them and how God has provided for her various needs these many years. And it just seems like God has provided so much for your center and,
oh, yeah,
and equipped you with past experiences so that you can reach out and love on these people. So did you grow up in a Christian home? When were you introduced to that concept that Jesus forgives sins, that he can be your Savior, your Redeemer, your friend?
I was blessed to be in a Christian home. Took a different path later, but always knew it was there to raise up a child.
Mm-hmm.
So I did have that as my safety net my whole life. No matter what choices I was making, I did have that basis of mm-hmm. truth there, and always had the Bible, always believed it, just didn't always live it out. So I am so thankful for my parents, my grandparents, my extended family, for the faith that they instilled in me, a place to come to.
Now, when did Tim enter into the picture? And you got to do a shout-out for your husband. I usually say husbandry 101 for them to do shout-outs for their wives. So what would be the wives' shout-out for their husband?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Wifery 101?
No, I'm not sure. I want there to be a title for that.
Okay. So how did you two meet?
Yes.
And you were telling us off air, a godly man, a great balance that God has raised up to keep you firm and focused and loves the Lord and has served in different ways, but has a programming background and kind of a black and white, stay on the steady course.
Stable.
But, yeah. Where did
yes.
you meet?
Okay. So we were both non-traditional students at the university when we met. And we were not living a Christian life when we first met. So we've made this journey together. And he's super smart. He remembers everything that he reads. He's talented as far as music. He just has so many gifts, and he is using those now for the Lord. And I'm so thankful for that. And I say he keeps me on the ground because I would just fly right up.
Well, you have a lot of energy, Barb.
I do. And as I said, I'm this way all the time. So I am sure that it's probably a little challenging at times. I'm a super early riser and a little bit noisy, especially if I'm trying to be quiet. So I have to definitely give a shout out to my husband. Mm-hmm. We have grown in our faith. We've grown in our love for the past 26 years. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been easy, but it's certainly worth it. And
that's great.
And I am very blessed to have him.
I think it used to be Larry Burkett would always say that if you both were the same, one of you is kind of unnecessary. I mean, God oftentimes brings opposites. They attract because God uses one or the other as a refining mechanism or to balance off or to assist. Or you could be very similar in many ways, but there usually comes a point where it's great to have the other to balance off something. And I know you both attend the Leroy Christian Church. You had done a shout-out prior about Pastor Jeff Mayfield, and had done a shout-out about some of his gifts and his passions and some broadcasting background. So I might have to talk to him in the days ahead for a memorization Monday. But God has had you both in that church for a number of years?
Yes, we have been. And we feel like we're able to get deeper in the Word by the challenges. One of the challenges that the pastor had given us was the series Impact 61752. I know several of the churches had done that one. So that was going on while I was working on getting the 501c3 started, and I took that very seriously.
That's great. I'm very interested in what brought you to the place where you started this Living Well United. I want to hear about it.
Okay. So we had been going to the nursing home in Leroy for, I was trying to think how many years, maybe 20?
Oh my, wonderful.
Leading the music, my husband and I, and it's the perfect place to lead music if you're not really talented.
Oh, maybe I should go.
They accept you just no matter what. The piano doesn't have to be tuned. You don't have to be in tune. It's the perfect place. And then what happens is when you're around long enough, the pastor that's supposed to speak doesn't show up.
Oh.
And so then out of default, you go, well, okay, I guess I'll talk. And it's the perfect place to do that because, again, they're so accepting.
Oh.
So I just started letting the Lord use me, knowing it was important for them to get that message. Whatever they could get from it, I knew they needed on that Sunday morning. And it wasn't my words, so it really didn't matter. The Lord was just using me. So we had done that at the Leroy Nursing Home mm-hmm. for many years. And my own family, my grandma lived to be 104. She was active up until the last couple weeks of her life. So I watched her as a godly woman. And then my parents are both in their 80s. My father went to heaven last year. Both super active. And I loved that they were physically active. They were mentally active, spiritually active. They were always giving into other people's lives. And I thought, there's something to that, and I want to give that to more people. So how can I do that? So then I became a personal trainer so that I could get my Silver Sneakers fitness certification so that I could do the physical part of it, and started teaching that at the local gym 6 years ago. And as the seniors in that class say, I trick them. So I'm completely distracting. My silliness works to help them not realize how hard they're working. They work really hard. They'll do 20 squats and not realize what they've done because I forget to count. So there's all sorts of banter going back and forth, and they'll do a whole hour of really good exercise. However, we have everybody from a wheelchair to walkers to athletes. It doesn't matter what their physical stage is. They all give their own 100%, and we're all different. So we can use all that in one class and be like one, no matter where we're at, and they'll get the same good exercise from it. So from the exercise grew into, look how much they enjoy each other. And even when a brand new person comes into class, they like suck them in, and they love on them. And when that person leaves, they haven't just had a physical exercise that helps them in absolutely every single way. But now they feel loved and they go home happier. So that made me think we need to do some social things. So I started doing different parties. I love putting on parties. We have senior prom. We have a Valentine's movie so that on Valentine's, when some might be alone, they come out. We're together for the whole evening.
Nice.
That grew into one of the seniors heard me wrong. He's in the back of the class, and they were all marching in order. We never are in time. Like, if you're moving, you're grooving. Yeah. So we're never, like, on beat. And we were. And I said, oh, you look so good. You should be in a parade. And I'm not sure what he heard, but the next week he came up and said, I got us a wagon for the float for the parade. And how do you respond to that? Like, now
we're
to have a parade. Right? And I went home to my husband. I said, we gotta have a parade. So I did a very risky thing and put them all up on a hay rack.
I
was a nervous wreck.
Yeah, I think you said some of the ages are from 70s, 80s into the 90s.
Yes, we do have 94 is our oldest in class. So they won. And they got the bug. So now we have to be in parades all the time.
Yes.
And I just, what that does when they're throwing beach balls is our thing, because we don't want to throw candy. They are throwing beach balls to the kids, and the kids are running along the side yelling, throw it to me, throw it to me. The joy that they get, I can't really explain. I mean, I get the joy from watching God's older children interacting with the younger children.
I love that phrase, God's older children.
It thrills me to see that. And then I know when they go home, think what they have to talk about when their kids call, when their neighbor comes over, when they're going to send an email to their grandkids. They have real life things to talk about.
Yeah.
And you've mentioned how they love on each other and they build these friendships and they can be compassionate because many of them maybe have been widowed or have similar losses or remember the Depression era or have lived through many life experiences, and so they can confide and share, and it's built some great camaraderie. And when I was in there the other day, again, briefly, some were working on a puzzle, others were getting set up, they were doing a bowling or a video thing with baseball. I wasn't sure what.
Wee bowling.
Wee bowling. And there was others. You had a jukebox in there and tables. And God has literally answered so many different prayers. The provision. Okay, so you have this passion, you have this desire, but where are we going to meet? How are we going to meet? Do we have a facility, a center, a location? Well, we're going to need everything. So tell us a little of God's miraculous provision.
What happened?
Okay, not just one miracle. It's miracle after miracle, really. I started the 501c3, and I kept saying it, but was sort of joking that we need to do this so someone can give us a building. But that really doesn't happen. Right. People don't just give you a building, but
except
they
do.
So I drove by this Casey's that had been closed for 2.5 years on my way to teach my exercise class. I leave right from my job at Ridgeview and go directly as fast as I can to get to the gym to teach. And I would drive by this old Casey's, and it was closed, it was boarded up, and I called and said, how much is it? And they told me it was $70,000, and I have $7.
Interesting news.
Right, is that $7 or $70?
Yeah, I must have heard them wrong.
Yeah.
So I just continued to look for buildings. None of them were the right size. None of them had the right parking. None of them I could afford was really the bottom line. And I continued to email and call Casey's over those 2.5 years. I don't know how many times. I wish I would have kept track of it, but just randomly. It would pop in my head maybe every 3 months, and I would ask them for this building. And no response. I'm sure they were laughing about it until one day I got a response from a wonderful person that said, put it on company letterhead who you are and why you want this building. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I need it by tomorrow because we meet on Monday, and this was on a Thursday. And I didn't have any company letterhead. So the first order of business was I needed to make that company letterhead. And then second, I needed to come up with the most convincing argument of why they should give this person a building. I had nothing. I had nothing to go by. So I prayed over it. I wrote up the best I could. And then I said, you know what? It's not going to matter what I put on these pages. I can't convince them. I'm never going to convince them. But if I'm supposed to have this, God will make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so after that, I had a piece about the letter that was driving me crazy. I submitted it on that Friday very nervously. And then on Monday, I received an email, and it started out, thank you for your interest in the closed Casey's store. And then in my mind, I thought it was going to say, however,
right,
blah,
right,
blah, blah. And it said, we've decided to give it to you. And I reread it, and I reread it.
Oh, my.
And then I printed it, because, you know, sometimes it looks different in print. I thought maybe it was wrong on the computer. So I took that piece of paper into the bookkeeper, who was one of the people I talked into being on my board, because we had to have a board to have a 501c3. And I said, read this. And she read it and got huge eyes, and we hugged, and I said, we have a building. And I told my husband, and he said, what have you done?
I was entertaining the idea of supporting you, but I didn't think it would really come together.
Yeah.
Now, what am I supposed
to
do?
What have you done?
And then, you know, I did get a little bit concerned because he brought up a whole bunch of things I didn't think of, because I thought of only one thing. We have a building.
Yeah.
Is literally all I thought of. And then he brought out all the legalities.
Yeah, the EPA tanks and gasoline. Most of our listeners are familiar. Casey's is a gas station,
right,
a small grocery store with
like
maybe a little
convenience
store area. So it's a pretty good size. But you have this building I was in the other day. I mean, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It doesn't look anything like a Casey's inside anymore. It's been completely redone, all of it, by volunteers, volunteer architect, volunteer general contractor, all of it. Best friend and husband-wife team came and spent hundreds of hours working on it.
Mm.
And just one after another, people were provided to do each piece of it. They brought their wonderful selves into it and just poured themselves into this ministry.
And Casey's themselves, when they took the gas tanks out underground, they redid the parking lot. You had so many things come together right.
Yeah, new lighting. Then you had that other couple underwrite the bathroom. So that was
so
all
many
new
things.
Toilets and sinks, and other people donated tables. And you have that beautiful old-fashioned jukebox in there, and just on and on. And I see we only have a couple more minutes left, but God seems to be working a great new work in Leroy through the Living Well United Ministry. You're the executive director. How would people get in touch with you? Say some want to join in on the festivities. I think you're open Tuesday and Thursdays now from 10 to 4 p.m. with various activities and fun gatherings and such. But somebody might say, I want to go there and make some friends and meet people. There may be some others that say, I want to help Barb in this endeavor. Maybe I can assist in various ways. Or somebody else says, I want to write her a check for $500 to assist with future costs and underwriting some of the things that go on, to somebody that says, I have another building in another town. Maybe there'll be a satellite, you know, sister ministry work somewhere else. But how can they get in touch with you?
Oh, all of those things sound amazing, really. And even if you're that person that's saying, but I don't need this because I have enough friends and family, we need you because we need you to be the one that ministers to those that are there, to us that are there. So, yes, we could use all of those things. You can check out our website. It's livingwellunited.org, livingwellunited, all one word, .org. And also you can call me, 309-830-2722. Normally you do have to leave a message due to a day job and an evening job and this wonderful ministry.
Yeah. But and an afternoon job, apparently.
Yeah. And I will get back with you, though. Or you can like us on Facebook. That is the best way to keep up on everything that's going on, like, in the minute. My daughter's great about doing all the social media for us, so sometimes we're live on there. And that's Living Well United.
That number again is 309-830-2722, 309-830-2722. Living Well United. Find out more at livingwellunited.org. Be praying up Barb and her husband Tim and the ministry work that they're doing and how God's working through them and many others that are behind this. I know three different area churches there in Leroy came together, and you're just amazed at how God continues to provide for your various needs and the excitement you have. You're totally wired for this, and I hope our listeners will continue to pray you up as they think about it and get involved. If you live in and around the Leroy area, right, and what's the address? It's right off of 150?
It is. It sits right on 150. It's 209 West Washington, but most people know it as the Old Casey's.
In Leroy, Illinois. Stop by on Tuesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 4 p.m. or call Barb directly at 309-830-2722. All right, on this Testimony Tuesday, be encouraged. You might be that next person that God raises up and supplies the needs to do a unique ministry that you never even dreamed you'd be a part of.
Great ministry, Barb.
Thank Amen. You so much.
All right, listening friend, I hope you've been encouraged by the broadcast and take to heart what God will do when you're a willing vessel. So may you be encouraged by this blessing we send your way, sung by Richard Blader, knowing that the Lord does in fact love you and wants to keep you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Barb Whiteman with Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet till we meet again.